Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
The Supreme Court has ruled that the case of a woman who was refused permission to return to work after being paralysed from the waist down should be sent back now to the Labour Court for reconsideration, allowing an appeal by Marie Daly, a former special needs assistant at a County Kerry school for children with special needs. The judges of the Supreme Court ruled that when the Labour Court had awarded her compensation, it had failed to fulfil its statutory duty because it didn't record or evaluate significant and relevant evidence presented to it. Now, the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission has welcomed today's decision. That overturns a previous Court of Appeal ruling around the scope of the obligation on employers to accommodate workers who find themselves in positions like Marie Daly. Emily Logan is the Chief Commissioner of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. And Emily, this case has had a very, very long legal history from the Equality Commission right through to the Supreme Court today, the Equality Tribunal right to the Supreme Court. But let's start with Marie herself. What happened to her in 2010?
So in 2010, Marie was in a very serious accident. She was on holiday, was in a very serious accident, which resulted in her being paralysed from the waist down. And since then, she has used a wheelchair. Now, she undertook a really extensive series and course of rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. And by early 2011, she felt that she wanted to go back to work.
She wanted to get back into the workplace. Worked as an SNA in the Nanonagle School for Children with Mild to Profound Learning Disabilities. And she'd been doing that since 1998
until her accident in 2010.
And she wanted to go back to being an SNA.
And she was in a school that employed 12 teachers and 27 SNAs. So Marie was one of 27 people doing that job in the school.
But she couldn't go back.
Essentially what happened, I don't want to oversimplify it, there was a series of steps, but the school undertook to assess her ability to come back and to do her job as an SNA. So what happened was the school board, as her employer, determined following their assessment that they wouldn't give her permission to return to work on the basis that they said that she couldn't do all of the duties required of
an
her
SNA
job,
did they terminate her employment?
They didn't terminate her employment, but they refused her permission to come back. And at that stage then, Marie decided that she would take a case against the school, a case of discrimination under the equality legislation.
All right. But she went to the Equality Tribunal.
She started with the Equality Tribunal.
And she lost there.
Then it went to the Labour Court, which reversed the decision of the Workplace Relations Commission.
And awarded her compensation.
Then it went to the High Court, and then the school, where the school appealed the Labour Court decision, because the Labour Court found in her favour, so it went to the High Court.
And just to clarify here, when the Labour Court found in her favour and when the High Court found in her favour, did they say that the school must now accommodate her?
The Labour Court said that the school must now accommodate her, but there were questions about, and the judgment today, John McMenamin, the judge in the Supreme Court, questioned some of the evidence that wasn't considered by the Labour Court. Okay. And that is why he suggests, in terms of remedy for Marie Daly, he said that the place to get that remedy is back with the Labour Court, and it should go back to the place that should have considered some of the evidence that was missing.
All right, and we'll come back to that and what will have to be considered now. So she had her, it was taken to the High Court. Her appeal that was denied, it was the other side appealed it. She won there. It then went to the Court of Appeal, and she lost in the Court of Appeal.
She lost in the Court of Appeal and then appealed to the Supreme Court.
And she lost in the Court of Appeal because they said they would have held with the school that she couldn't perform the functions of an SNA.
They held with the school, and they held with the interpretation of the court of the equality legislation. And this is when the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission came in, because this is Marie's case, and this is entirely her, through her resilience and her courage, that she has continued with this challenge. So our role is as a neutral party. Mm-hmm. We didn't take on this case, but we have a very specific role to bring in information to the court that we think would be of value. So 2 years after the Court of Appeal case, Ireland ratified the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability. So that was a new piece of information and a new context for consideration of Marie's case, but also remember this is a case affecting hundreds, if not thousands, of people with disabilities who want to remain in the workplace.
So the case gets to the Supreme Court. There's a hearing, and today they found in her favour.
Yeah, today they did three. If I could just kind of summarise the three key things that we think have come out from the case today. The first is that the Supreme Court reversed the decision of the Court of Appeal by setting out what was central to the case was reasonable accommodation. What that means is that the employer must adjust if somebody has a disability in the workplace or finds themselves in the situation that Marie did of an acquired disability, that the employer must adjust, make modifications in the workplace to support an individual to remain in employment. The second was looking at how you make that decision, so the process of making the decision. And what they say is while it's not mandatory for an employer, that any wise employer would ensure that there is, they would provide what there was described as meaningful participation of the person with a disability, the person seeking to be supported in their workplace. Okay. And the third one that is very encouraging for the Commission, because one of our strategic priorities, thematic areas, is disability and advancing the rights of people with disability, is the reference and the centrality of now the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability. And there's plenty of reference in the judgment to it. Justice Charlton discussed and referenced to say that it's not useful to see disability as medical in nature. And those kind of statements are really important to people with disability. And the Commission has been pushing, and that's the nature of the Convention, is to move away from this idea of medically defining somebody to moving to a social model.
Okay, but in essence here, the Supreme Court is not saying, or is it, that the school has to give Marie back her job as an SNA, but they are saying
they are not.
They must look at other ways of providing her with employment that she could gainfully engage in.
Yeah, they essentially give a ticking off to the Labour Court and say the Supreme Court is not a surrogate Labour Court. You missed some of the evidence, and the remedy for Marie Daly is back to the Labour Court. So they didn't make a decision on Marie's specific remedy. What they're saying is, please take this case has to go back now to the Labour Court for remedy specifically for Marie. But contained in today's judgment, and it's a 50-page judgment, it's peppered with clarity now about what the law means in relation to reasonable accommodation.
The wider context for the workforce and for employers.
Huge, huge implications for employers. Employers, Judge McMenamin makes specific comments to say that there are two groups of people that are really affected by this judgment today. The first is employers who need to know their duties and their legal obligations. And the second is for people with disabilities, that they themselves should also be informed about their rights. And that's part of our role as the Commission, is educating and informing. We're one of many organisations who do that, but that is really critical. So we will hope to see a change from employers to a more humane and responsible employer that seeks to reasonably accommodate people with disabilities in the workplace.
And for Marie, did she welcome today's decision? Can you tell us what she's considering now?
Well, our role is not to, I mean, Marie's case is taken by her own legal team.
I understand
so
that.
I haven't asked Marie that question.
All right.
We're a neutral party to the case.
All right. Emily, thank you very much for coming in to us. Emily Logan there, the Chief Commissioner of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission.